51 Democratic state lawmakers returned to Texas today after fleeing the state to prevent Republicans from passing laws harmful to Democrats. The group stayed in southern Oklahoma for 4 days and shut down the Republican-majority Texas House of Representatives. Without a quorum, the legislature could not do business, which has left many Republicans steaming. NPR's John Burnett reports from Austin.
The sign in front of the pink granite state capitol this morning read, "Welcome home, Texas heroes." Inside the chamber of the House of Representatives, the gallery erupted as the sleepy but triumphant Democrats strode in one by one. Most of them arrived by chartered bus back in Austin around 3:30 in the morning after Thursday's midnight deadline had passed by which all new House bills had to be introduced. That means a bill that would have redrawn the boundaries of Texas congressional districts to favor Republicans is, for the time being, dead. Up until they took this desperate maneuver, the Democrats had been demoralized all session because Republicans, who dominate every level of state government, had run the show. But Representative Elliot Neistat, a Democrat from Austin, said he believes their four-day work vacation in Ardmore, Oklahoma, has energized the party in Texas and beyond.
We had probably a foot-high worth of emails and faxes from all over the country saying, "We salute you, keep up the good work. We're going to see if we can make this type of thing happen in Florida, in Georgia, in California."
Clearly, the Democrats' tactic has angered some Texans, one of whom came to the Capitol to tell off his representative.
Mr. Neistat, you have disserved my district and you are a coward.
Lawmakers in both parties tried to bury the hatchet so they could pass as much legislation as possible. The legislature has only 18 days left to deal with the state's nearly $10 billion budget shortfall. Given the heavy workload ahead, Republican House Speaker Tom Craddock did not appreciate the effusive welcome for the Democrats.
"Well, I'm not sure anybody's a hero or a winner. Probably Texas was the losers overall."
With the House chamber finally full again, stony-faced Republicans sat at their polished oak desks, listening to the speedy passage of the backlog of routine bills.
"Move passage.
Court's concurrence on passage to engrossment of HB 2562. Is there objection? Chair is none, and HB 2562 is passed to engrossment."
Early this week, incensed Republicans were so determined to capture the 51 missing Democrats, they sent troopers with the Texas Department of Public Safety, known as the DPS, after them. Representative Robert Puente, a San Antonio Democrat, said he was afraid.
Afraid of DPS coming and arresting us, taking us back to San Antonio or to Austin, FBI getting involved through some kind of federal intervention. But on Tuesday morning, we were just so glad that the local sheriff showed up and said not to worry, that we were Oklahoma tourists and that he was going to protect us. And he was right there with the local DA.
Was he a Democrat?
I believe they were Democrat. Yes, they were both Democrat.
Today, some Democrats have demanded the FBI investigate why the Homeland Security Department was asked to track a private plane carrying former Texas House Speaker Pete Laney to Oklahoma. A DPS officer reportedly alerted the federal department that Laney's plane was missing. Representative Steve Wallens is a Democrat from Dallas.
Who got the Homeland Security Department, which deals with terrorism, who got them involved in tracking down Pete Laney's airplane?
The Democrats went AWOL to kill a controversial bill that would have redrawn congressional districts to create more Republican seats. Democrats charged the bill was orchestrated by U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, a Texas Republican. Mike Crucey, a Republican state lawmaker from Austin, said his party was thwarted this time around, but they'll try again, possibly in a special session this year or in two more years.
The will of a majority in any deliberative body cannot be frustrated forever, and if the Republican majority wants to do redistricting, they'll eventually do it.
One Texas Democrat said if they have to take drastic measures to prevent another redistricting bill, they're ready for another road trip. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.